I think it's very significant and it's very important, because how often do you do something that the head of state will notice and will commend you for? It's not often. And so I think for the whole team, it was very good.
The president also invited your team to State House. How are you feeling about this?
Well, looking forward to it. Maybe that's my only chance in life to be anywhere near State House.
But Dr. Mboya Sango is now popular. We can even have him as a candidate in 2018, isn't it?
Well, I think if it was treating children, yes, that's my strength, not politics and administration and all that.
Lastly, Dr. Mboya Sango, obviously there's an emotional connection between you and the Twins. What do you want to see the nation doing for them, as well as other Zimbabweans, be they in Zimbabwe or in the diaspora, to help them?
Not only to help them. I will start by being very specific. And this is a plea from the father. The father is a chef, is a cook. But because of the economic situation in the country, he's rich, he retrained. So now he's a vegetable and fruit vendor, which means he's a skilled man who has no job. And speaking to him, he says, Lord, you could give me gifts, you could give me pampas, milk, but that's not what I want. What he wants is a job so he can sustain himself. So for the twins, I don't know. The father is a very clever man. He's well trained in his job, and if he gets a job, he can do it very well. But for the rest of the Zimbabweans, I think let's get together.